Hey y'all, it's Kat coming to you from beautiful Club Med Yucatan. Or is it Yucatan? I'm in Cancun, bitches. Ew. So, first of all, there is a high alert for U.S. citizens in Cancun because they found 8 people murdered dead in the street. So, I'm here scared as... Well, okay, I'm not scared, but a little nervous. And I will not be leaving the properties. But cool thing is I don't have to. So we're at Club Med, and it's the first time that I've been at a Club Med, and it's all inclusive. And basically every night I go to bed saying to myself, I'm not drinking tomorrow. But then I wake up and have a delicious breakfast and an amazing coffee, go to the pool, and at 11 o'clock, my friend Francisco comes by me and asks, hey lady, can I help you? Do you want something? And my weak self asks for a Prosecco or champagne. And that's pretty much how it goes nonstop from 11 a.m. to about 10 p.m. Yeah, so all-inclusive is not for the weak. I kind of blew my keto after day 4. I'm here for a whole week because I'm married to a French guy, and the French can't vacation for less than 10 days. I had to force him to just do 7 days. But I have to say, it's pretty cool. The food is delicious. Club Med, if you didn't know and you have littles, are the perfect place to take them because apparently not only do they have like a daycare for the kids, they also have private babysitters. Nah, I did not get a private sitter or put the kid in daycare. But if you're that person and your kid's a little older, I highly recommend it. Let's see. So one thing I did do was get us all matching bathing suits, because I'd like to up the cornball factor. And yeah, I think they were a hit. Everyone loved them. And I didn't have to tell people that I was with my husband or my son, because they kind of just figured it out by the bathing suits. Highly recommend them. They're super cute. They took forever to get here, but they got here in time. And we were flossing. So two things while I'm on vacation. I'm having a lovely time, except I got the Wi-Fi, which is pretty lame. You have to pay for Wi-Fi, but whatever. I paid for the Wi-Fi so that what? I can watch Insecure and Power. But HBO does not freaking work in Mexico, so I'm like flying blind. I have to catch up and do double duty when I get back, and I feel like I'm missing out on what's happening in the world of Issa and Ghost. So shoot me now. Also, I'm bummed that I didn't have the opportunity to watch Aretha Franklin's Coming Home service live, just from like you guys' posts and things on the interwebs. I feel like I missed some major moments of commentary, and I'll never be able to get that back. Yeah, but can you do? Anywho, Lala. So to summarize, our trip was bomb. The funny thing that happened was every night when the little guy wanted to go to sleep, he made us sing the PJ Masks theme song over and over again, at least 3 times. Yeah, that's him. So I think we're gonna end this one with the theme song to PJ Masks. Toodaloo.
PJ Masks. We're the PJ Masks, PJ Masks, the PJ Masks. Tonight, we save the day. Nina, hero, show you the way. PJ Masks, we're the PJ Masks, PJ Masks, the PJ Masks. PJ Masks, we're the PJ Masks.